Hello?
Hello, Chuck.
Daddy, what's the matter with you? You sound like you're dying.
I am. I'm in bed. Can't move.
Well, what happened?
Well, I went to a New Year's Eve party at the lodge last night. I'm afraid I had a little too much.
Punch?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not a drinking man, as you know, John. If my wife ever finds out what happened, there'll be the devil to pay.
Well, I'm sorry you're not well, Daddy. Is there anything I can do?
No, John. I'm almost sure somebody gave me a Mickey Finn. And so I... Uh-oh. Snooks is coming in. Talk to you later.
Okay, so long. I wonder if you'll fool Snooks.
How, Daddy?
Hello, Snooks.
What's the matter with you, Daddy?
Oh, I'm very sick. I think I must have eaten something that didn't agree with me.
Yeah?
I think so.
Why are you wearing that funny hat?
Hat? This is an ice bag. I have a fierce headache.
Why?
It could be from eating too much, couldn't it? Couldn't it?
Could it?
Did you just hear me talking on the telephone?
What telephone?
Now, Snooks, don't torment me, please. Did you hear me talking to John?
No, Daddy.
Oh, thank heaven.
Who's Mickey Finn, Daddy?
Then you did hear. All right, I went to a party at the lodge last night. Man's allowed to go out on New Year's Eve, isn't he? Answer me. Did I do wrong?
Don't you remember?
Oh, my head. There's a million little dwarfs inside with hammers.
Let me see them, Daddy.
You can't see inside my head, silly.
Why?
Because it's not glass.
Well, you said you had a pain in it.
Oh, you're so funny. Don't yell like that. Jars my head like a cannon.
Well, open it up and let me see the midget.
I haven't got any midgets.
Come on and see the midget.
Snooks! How can you aggravate me at a time like this? I tell you, I'm deathly ill.
How did you get sick, Daddy?
I told you. I ate something that didn't agree with me.
Does your tummy hurt?
Yes.
And why have you got that ice bag on your head?
Because my head hurts, too. When there's any distress in the epigastrium, the system becomes toxic and causes a rise in arterial tension that results in a form of migraine. Now, do you know what's the matter with me?
Uh-huh. You got a hangover.
Snooks, what are you saying?
I'm saying you got a hangover.
Where did you hear that?
All the neighbors are saying it, Daddy.
Has your mummy been talking again?
Ain't it awful?
Oh, this is awful. It's the last straw. Now she's going around rubbing salt in my wounds.
Where were you wounded, Daddy?
I wasn't wounded. Go out and gossip with your mummy. Leave me alone.
Why?
Because I'm sick. How can a woman be so two-faced?
Is mummy two-faced?
No.
Why?
Because if she was, she wouldn't be wearing that one. Now leave me alone.
I want to help you get better, Daddy.
No, you don't. You only want to make trouble for me.
Let me rub some salt in your wounds.
No, please. Snooks, if you'll just let me rest for an hour, I might be all right.
How'd you get sick, Daddy?
I ate something that didn't agree with me.
Was it Mommy?
What?
Well, she never agreed with you.
No. And I'd love to have a change of diet, too.
Huh?
Nothing. Just let me rest.
All right, Daddy. Daddy!
Oh, what is it?
I seen you come home last night.
I knew somebody would be spying. Well, what did you see, Snooper?
What did you eat that made you walk so crooked?
Pretzels. And a pie?
Yeah. Daddy!
What do you want?
I seen you trying to open the door with a cigar.
What of it? It was dark and I couldn't find my key, I guess.
Sure, because you were smoking your key.
Oh. So you went and told Mummy and she told the neighbors and now everybody will say I was imbibing.
Oh, no, Daddy. everybody. That ain't why they're saying it.
And what gave them that impression?
You woke up everybody when you was arguing with the taxi driver.
Well, who? What's wrong with that?
There wasn't any taxi driver.
And did Mummy wake up too, sir?
Yes, Daddy.
Is she awful mad?
Ain't you seen her yet?
No. Hmm? Oh, I'll never hear the end of this. For the first time in my life, I stray from the straight and narrow, and look what happens to me.
You shouldn't have eaten so much, Dad.
I don't understand it. I only had one glass.
Maybe they kept filling it up.
The boys, they thought it would be very funny. Well, never again. Am I sick? Go bring me some stewed tomato, Snooks.
Why?
It's supposed to be good for this condition. Mm-hmm. Mix it with black coffee and sauerkraut juice.
Shall I fry it?
No, just plain. Hurry up.
Will you stand on your head and drink it?
What for?
That's what you were doing last night.
Snooks. Now, don't. I beg you, don't remind me of last night.
Why?
Because I can't bear the thought of what Mummy's going to say when she sees me.
She's seen you, Daddy.
Oh, when? When did she see me?
When you came home.
Oh, it can't be. Snooks, you're not telling the truth.
Ain't I?
No, she didn't see me in that... Oh, she didn't see me.
Didn't she?
I can't remember anything at all. Was Mummy very angry, Snooks?
No.
What?
She was laughing like anything, Daddy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that makes me feel a little better. Yeah. She's a pretty understanding sort after all.
Mm-hmm. And she washed your face and she brought you some coffee.
Honest?
Yeah.
Oh. How I've misjudged that poor woman. Did she say something?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what did she say?
Well, first she put her arms around your neck. And she kissed you.
Oh, that sweet girl.
And then she said, darling, you better go into the guest room and sleep it off.
Uh-huh. And what did I say?
You said I might as well, dearie.
Yes.
Because I'll catch the dickens when I get home anyway.
Oh!